Hello and good afternoon. This is Linda McDonald, and I'm sitting with Joshua Greenlee, and we're talking about his poster, Anatomical Pathology Patient Interest Association, the APPIA, TOPS Tissue Handling Guidelines that illustrate ongoing education initiative to improve the understanding of the necessary pre-analytical factors and promoting standardization in tissue workflow. So, welcome, Joshua. Thank you for putting a poster together. We appreciate that.
No problem. And, thanks for having us.
So, what made you think about this topic?
So as part of the Patient Interest Association, the real goal is the patient outcome. And we know in histology, it's a multi-step process, and everything kind of starts upstream and works downstream. Mm-hmm. Pre-analytics plays a huge, crucial role in the ultimate outcome on what the quality is for the patient diagnosis. So that's what we really want to start and focus on with the TOPS program is let's hammer out some of those tips and tricks, the normal details that many of us are already familiar with because we learned from the very beginning.
Exactly.
But let's educate folks as best we can. We provided the infographic as part of that so that we can start from the top down with those pre-analytics, make sure the fixation's right, the transfer to the lab is done correctly, the identification is done, and all the way through the process so we can guarantee that first time pass and the high quality for the slides.
That was the 10-step system, right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah, pre-analytics, you know, when you get to the lab and you get the crappy tissue and you're trying to cut a crappy section, it's like, what'd you guys do wrong?
Yeah.
And there's so many times that they don't look past what happens to the tissue before it gets through the door.
Yeah,
so this
exactly.
is a great topic. So when you think, what's the first thing that you want people to see when they look at your poster?
Well, the first thing is the infographic. That's the focus of it. And we actually have provided that as laminated posters that can be put up in laboratories and things of that nature as well. That's really the focus. And it's the focus on those 10 areas and some of those tips and the kind of ideal or optimized way to handle the tissues as it goes through, all the way from, like you said, getting it to the laboratory, retrieving it that way, all the way to the eventual staining and cover slipping before it goes to potentially imaging or to the pathologist.
Are you putting those laminated infographics together?
We actually have some. Happy to anyone that wants to kind of request one from us. We have actually a booth here.
Appia
booth here at NSH, and we also have the website and social media presence, so you can come see us on LinkedIn and that, and more than happy to request it. Robert Lott was really great in putting together a presentation that we have on the website, so you can go on the website and watch and review that presentation that goes through the whole program as well. So there's multiple ways you can kind of get a hold of us, but we're more than happy to put those out. A good thing to hang on the wall and just be a nice reminder, because you know how today in the laboratories we're all short-staffed.
Exactly.
In many cases. It's treading water and turnaround time, and the workload's not changing. So unfortunately, the area that seems to get a lot of shortcuts is in the pre-analytics.
Exactly.
It's skipping some of that fixation time, or, man, I just don't have time to do this, and they skip one of these kind of crucial steps. And we just want to be there, kind of be the reminder that, you know, we can't skip these steps. They're important to the end product, and if we don't do something right upstream, it's going to impact all the things downstream.
Exactly. And I wish more people realize that putting that first makes it so much easier, like you say, down the road, and you're spending less time, ultimately.
100%. Yep. If we skip a step and we think we're saving ourselves time, but then it causes some havoc downstream, we end up often having to spend way more time recovering from that mistake than if we would have just stopped and done it right the first time.
You're exactly right. Yeah. Was there anything that you didn't expect when you were doing your research or getting the poster information together to present?
I wouldn't say that there was anything that we didn't expect. We kind of went into it understanding this current situation like we just explained. Mm-hmm. And that some of these steps are kind of getting missed. One of the things that was kind of interesting going back and forth is we tried to pool all the resources available now so that the information that we gave was cited and accredited back to certain things. But there's, as it always is in the laboratory, constant changes. So for things like the fixation time recommended for breast, That's changed a couple of times. And when, as we've been putting this together, there's information that leads to it maybe adjusting again a little bit. So it's that was a little bit interesting to learn that this is not going to be a stagnant document. We're going to have to make this a living document, and we're going to have to change and update as more information and things come about.
And things are constantly changing with pathology and how things are being done.
Yep.
So when someone walks away from your poster, what are 3 to 5 words you want to make them think about when they walk away? What do you think they should be going,
I would say do it right the first time.
I like that.
Yeah. Focus on following the processes, following those high quality kind of triggers to make sure that everything is done correct the first time. You're going to save yourself a whole lot of time and frustration. And ultimately, the patient's going to be the beneficiary of all that work.
Right, and that patient could be your mother, father, sister, brother, whoever.
100%, yeah.
And, you know, people need to keep that in mind, too.
Yep.
So the document itself will be a living document, but it'll still be kind of static with the basic steps. It'll just be the nuances that may change with
it. Yeah, correct. There are some tried and trues. There are some items on the document that it's been that way for a long time, and it's going to maintain that way because it's just the best practice.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're absolutely right. Some of those things are going to be exactly the same, but yeah, some of the times the fixation, maybe the hours will change a little bit or things will adjust a little bit. So you're absolutely correct. Yeah, some of the things will be a little bit more nuanced, but we know that some of the items that are listed on that, we know they work. And we know why they work, and they'll continue to work. So those will stay the same.
Because ultimately, when you think about pathology, even though there's been a lot of changes, there's been a lot of things staying the same as well.
That's true. And sometimes that's a good thing, and then sometimes it could be a bad thing as well. So.
Well, it's interesting when you go across the different age sets of individuals, because back in the day when I first started 40, 50 years ago, it was like this, and you did things this way, and the people who are learning nowadays are like, what? You would never consider that.
Yeah.
So it's been very interesting, to say the least.
Yes, exactly.
So if you were thinking about how to follow this poster up with doing another poster, what do you think you'd see?
Yeah, so for part of the moving forward for the group, we're actually looking at right now potential to doing some high-impact studies. So actually spending some resources and putting together. And it'll be related to information on here. But providing additional data to help back up or potentially adjust some of the information that we have on the sheet.
So do you have a static group, or are you working with different entities?
Right. So API is consisted of a bunch of industry partners right now. There's always opportunity for new partners to join up. And we're also looking for other collaborators, hospitals, some of the research areas and that sort of thing that could help us with providing tissues or providing resources, providing access to be able to do some of these high impact studies, or even providing ideas. The best ideas come from those that are doing the work every single day.
And
what we're literally focusing on, though, is trying to discover something that would be high impact.
Okay.
So that by doing the study, we're actually going to get some great data to really support, like I said, ultimately the patient, but also the laboratories and everyone that's doing the work from day to day, too.
Yeah, and that's great to know. That's great information to have. Because, like we said, it'll still be there, and I'm sure 20, 40 years from now, these will still be considerations that we have to take.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much for doing a poster. We really appreciate it when people get together and do the posters and that. And if you haven't seen it already, it's on the NSH website. And I can't remember. Do you know what poster number it was?
I believe it's P6. Oh, I think
yeah.
I just blanked.
Go to the app and look it up.
P16 or P13.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
And I know some of the numbers were kind of crazy on the app as well. So,
yeah.
Well, appreciate it again. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. I've done this one other time before, and it's great to get that information out and provide it in a different method. And for anyone that is listening, please check us out. Appia, we have the website. You can find us on LinkedIn, the social medias as well. We'd love to have the folks following, and we hope to continue providing the education and go going on from
see
there.
See where it goes from there. Yeah. So look up the link, and if you think you have something you want to provide or some insight or even to pick somebody's brain on how you would go about handling this, reach out to the website and ask questions.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Joshua. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.